At that time, I was in contact with Robert Smith, who was returning flying saucer research for the government of Canada. And he was working very closely with our own people down in Washington on this matter. And at the time that this so-called Washington plot took place, right afterwards, he went down to Washington. And he brought back and showed to me and the others that were present a piece of metallic-like substance that he said had been picked up right after that event in a farmyard in Virginia, right across the river from Washington, D.C. This piece of metal had been seen to fall from the air at the time that this thing was taking place. He didn't know directly whether it had been shot down or what had happened to it, but anyway, it came down and it broke. However, it wasn't a big object. This thing apparently came from an object that was probably 18 inches in diameter.
What do you think it was?
Well, I think it was a distant controlled breathing device or something like that. We shouldn't be scoffing at that sort of a thing because we ourselves are employing just such things ourselves today. This was about 18 inches in diameter, I think, from the appearance of the piece that I saw. It probably in the center was a couple of inches thick, and it sloped down at the edges to about a rounded off half inch. The piece I saw was a piece that came from one of the rim of the thing in a certain place, and it was about 6 inches long. And while it broke, it was probably an inch and a half thick.
And you believe, I mean, Wilbur Smith from Canada, you actually believe that you know, he was telling the total truth?
Yes, I do.
And that he did indeed get this from our own government in Washington.
Yes, and he returned it.
Why would they give him this?
Okay.
Why would they entrust this to him?
Well, he was doing that research work.
For the Canadian government.
For the Canadian government.
And what's the
reason? He was officially working with them. He took it up there and he had it examined. He had it analyzed. And there was only one thing in that piece that they could identify with any surety at all, and that was some iron-like crystal that existed throughout the piece.
Iron-like crystal.
Yes. Outside of that, they were not able to find any other thing that was anything like we had here on the Earth.